You're listening to SBS News.
The efforts of traditional owners have recovered the seriously endangered waru, also known as the black-flanked rock wallaby. The most endangered mammal in South Australia, the waru is finally roaming the rocky outcrops of the remote central Australian Anunnu Pitjantjatjara Yukaktjatjara lands for the first time in 60 years. Prior to European settlement, there are reports of swarming populations of the rock wallaby in South Australia. Barely 30 years after settlement, they were considered rare. APY ranger Grant Naningu says the waru have been endangered for a long time, and it was his grandmother who first introduced him to the work of protecting the species.
It's been happening for a long time. My grandmother started this. We had to get this opportunity to work as a waru ranger. She was like a boss for us, and she started managing this job for us. And yeah, at first we had one cars, and we only doing this bathing. We've been just dropping poison bait from on the side of the hills. That's when we started.
He says the waru holds special cultural significance, especially for Anunnu women. The waru recovery team, comprising traditional owners, rangers, land management and scientists, set out to trap the wallaby in northern APY lands and release them around 100 kilometres further south to establish a new population in the rocky Everard Ranges. Since 2007, there have been a number of translocations which have helped rebuild waru numbers. They were taken from a predator-proof fenced area built by waru rangers called the Pinchy, a fenced haven free from the threat of foxes and feral cats, as well as Newell, a wild population where waru have been surviving among feral predators outside fenced safety. Sourcing animals from the two areas provides genetic diversity for the new population. Establishing a third isolated population aims to enable species to build resilience against natural disasters such as fires and climate change, according to the waru recovery team ecologist Brett Backhouse.
There's lots of pressures that are coming up, like you sort of mentioned, climate change and some of those aspects to get the animals back. And working closely with traditional owners on where animals were trying to address those issues and get them back on the ground is really quite important. And I think we know there's lots of species in Australia, not just South Australia, that are struggling, and it's working with these groups that are really on the ground all the time that are going to make the successful translocations or recoveries back into those areas.
But not all species are able to adapt to the demands caused by climate change. Mr. Backhouse says there are plenty of translocation projects across the country, but it doesn't work for all species.
Any species really is very individualistic in their needs. Waru and rock wallabies in general are quite a large animal, so they tend to be a little bit more robust when you move them around. So you've obviously got to really work on the species that you're looking at. But a lot of people are looking at even just introducing stuff into feral-free areas is a really good start. And then once they start getting really good numbers, you can look at moving animals out, and they can repopulate areas. There's lots of projects around the country that are looking at that, and it's a very tried and tested method.
He added that governments must look towards long-term solutions and funding in order to address this ongoing threat to species.
To really stop it really needs a concerted effort, and it really needs a very dedicated pooling of funding that can continue on for a long time. And that's probably the key as well. These things aren't short-term. You can't address it in a two-year span. You really need a good 10-year, 12, 15, 20-year program that keeps going and keeps working at it. If you do something for 5 years and walk away, you're probably not going to be successful. It's all going to fall over very quickly. So really making sure long-term funding that's dedicated, getting the right people and projects in place is key.
On September 7th, Threatened Species Day, many stop and reflect on the fact that same date in 1936, Australia's Tasmanian tiger became extinct. But for Indigenous Australians, says Grant Naninu, this knowledge of the hard work required to protect the land is rooted in their heritage.
It is an ongoing thing, because, grandparents always telling us, you got to do this, you got to do this. It's an ongoing thing. Got to look up to the environment better.
The lessons learned in this program are being provided by rangers as far away as the Kimberley and Docker River. A great success for the APY team. A total of 40 Waru have been trapped and relocated. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.